picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Hobosode number 8. This one is for December 9th, 2016, and this episode is sponsored by James S4, or actually it's James-S4. I think the hyphen's important. It's always good to put a hyphen in your name. I have a prank request here from someone named Kaylin, and Kaylin says, "So, I have this idea. It involves a hotel I used to work at. There's this old guy named David that's been there for about 3 years, and I was wondering if I gave you the hotel number and the room number, if you could somehow call as someone who knows David just to get through to the room, and then pretend to be the manager and convince David that he needs to leave. Nothing against the dude, just it would be funny. Okay, cactus." And then I've got the hotel number here and David's room number and the names of all of the people that work there, and let's give it a try. I've tried this one before. I never can get David to answer, but maybe he'll answer tonight.
Ecology.
Hello, could I have room 102?
Which room?
102.
What was the name under?
David.
Hello,
David?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jim from the front desk.
Jim?
Yeah, from the front desk. I'm the new guy. They wanted me to call you and tell you that you've been here so long that you have to start paying property taxes.
Wait a minute.
So for the year of 2016, you're going to owe $283 for property taxes?
I've been here a long time. I don't know who you are.
It's Jim.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying you have to start paying property taxes. But you can't just not pay your taxes, you know? So you have to start paying property taxes because you've lived here like 3 years or whatever.
Yes.
Yep.
But
we're going to also...
I'll come out.
Well, hold on. We're also going to expect you to start chipping in for the trash pickup, you know, the dumpster.
I'm supposed to chip in? What do you mean chip in for?
Chip in, you know, like pay a little bit of the, just a small portion of the, you know, we have to pay to have that dumpster. The trash pickup and all that stuff.
Okay, I'm going to come out to the desk. I'm going to come out to the desk.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying because you're an official
resident. I'm going to come out to the desk right now.
Okay, well, if you come out to the desk, you better not yell at me like you're yelling at me now because, oh my God, I don't need that. I don't make enough money for this. Come on. Oh, we lost David. Let's call up to the front desk. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get there. So I don't know if he'll be there already or... It takes a few minutes.
Good evening, Town Lodge John.
Hello, this is David from 102.
Hey, David.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I'm going to come down there in a second. I'm going to tell you a thing or two about property taxes.
Okay.
So you just wait. You know, you're going to learn a few things.
Okay. He's like, can be transferred to room 102. Sounds good.
Oh, who's that in the background?
What's the name under?
Crap, I messed that up. I don't know if you guys can hear him in the background, but he was in the background, you know, explaining what happened. Or I think the other front desk guy was the one talking at the time. Should I call back and just let him know I was kidding? Yeah, let's do that.
Good evening, phone. Kind of like John.
Hey, I was just kidding before. I'm actually David's cousin, and I just thought it'd be a funny prank to call him up and tell him about property taxes.
Oh, okay. Can so I why are you calling us?
Well, can I talk to David real quick? Is he still there? I just wanted to tell him I'm sorry.
Thank you for holding.
Oh, shit. I thought he was going to hand the phone over, but I don't think so now. Put me on hold.
Well, Who is this?
Hey, David. I'm Jerry. I'm the Pizza Hut driver, and my manager, he put me up to the prank. I'm so sorry.
Who's your manager? Where?
My manager, John, at Pizza Hut. He put me up to it. He said it'll be so funny. We'll trick him a good one. We'll tell
John?
Him. Yeah, John.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah, the Pizza Hut manager, the general manager here.
How in the world do I know the Pizza Hut manager?
Well, hell if I know. He's just like, hey, I know this guy David over at the hotel, over at the Econolodge, and we could prank him a good one. It's a slow night tonight. You know, usually Fridays are really busy, but not tonight.
So he tells you to pester people when you have nothing better to do?
No, I wasn't pestering you. It was just a prank. It was just a joke. You're supposed to be laughing right now.
I'm supposed to be laughing?
Yes.
I'm not laughing at all.
Well, you should be, because it's a funny joke.
Oh, I didn't know that until you just told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we made you go to the front desk. Get it?
Well, and you didn't like when I said I'm going to go to the front desk?
I didn't like it? No, I thought it was great. I was just...
I didn't yell it.
Oh, I know. That was part of the joke. I was just... We were just being silly. Me and John were...
And I don't know who in the world John is.
John Douglas. He's been the general manager here for over 10 years.
Well, then he must have something more important to do, but in any event, he doesn't know me at all.
Well, no, I think he does. He was saying that he did, and it would be a funny prank and stuff.
I think he just picked something out of the phone book, but I'm not in the phone book.
Oh, yep. That doesn't
I don't understand. Okay, anyway, I guess...
Well, it's just a joke. We're going to prank the guy in 103 next. We're just pranking everyone that's ever ordered a pizza from us.
Okay,
So we're gonna just...
When's the last time I ordered a pizza from you?
Oh, I can't give you that. I can't tell you stuff from the computer, because that'd be... You could be an identity thief.
Oh, I could... I might be an identity thief.
Well, you never know, you know?
Okay.
Could be.
I've ordered pizza, but I don't think I've ordered it from... Which pizza are you? Pizza Hut or Pizza...
Pizza Hut. The local one. The one where John Douglas is the manager.
I don't know him at all. Oh. Anyway, I guess you're just doing what he asked you to.
He makes us do things. Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Okay,
but the manager.
And then even tell him... One, don't call back so I don't have to get police involved.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Okay, I believe you. So then just don't call back, and you might mention to him that I do not know him at all.
Oh, I know, but we're just pranking every customer that's ordered at that hotel.
Okay,
we're
gonna call 103 and 107 and 213 and all the others. So
oh, could you transfer me to room 107, please?
No, I don't.
Just reach over.
No, I cannot transfer.
Reach over and just hit transfer 107, pound.
I cannot transfer you. You'll have to...
Please?
Find someone else.
No, because I
gotta go. Goodbye. Police will be involved if you call me back.
No, okay, yeah. We won't call you back. We're gonna call 107 back. Okay, he's gone. And I'm not gonna call back and try and get 107. I was just joking about that part. That was John putting me up to it. My manager, John. So I guess that's it for this episode. I think we should listen to one voicemail first before I end the show. Let me just look back through the voicemails. Like, let's go way back. I have 127 voicemails right now. I'm going to go back to this one. It looks like it's from Jasper Flax. This one is from 5 weeks ago.
RB, Jasper Flax. So, I was just thinking of something, listening to one of your old shows, and thought of something. You know, when you're... going through the show and editing it, sometimes you will refer to the live show and then you'll say, this is pre-recorded, Brad. Shouldn't the live show be the part that was pre-recorded if you're entering in some more comments afterwards? Wouldn't that be the...
Don't use your fancy logic on me.
Live show, and then it'd be the post-recorded part or something. It just seems like if you're referring to something that happened before, that would be the
This is hurting my head.
Part. Just wondering. Peace.
Damn it, Jasper Flack. Stop trying to make sense of the things I do. Nothing in this show is ever going to make sense. So just give up trying to make things make sense. Okay, I think that's enough for this hobo-sode. Hopefully I haven't gone over 15 minutes. Thank you, Kaylin, for sending in the prank request in this episode. Thanks, Jasper Flax, for your dumb logic. And thank you to James-S4 for sponsoring today's episode.
Is this real?